Herb Talk Live. Today's topic is we're going to talk about plant powerful chemicals today. And this is where you're going to be empowered. You got a lot of power and you just may not know it. We're going to also do our devotional before we get into that. We're going to be in Lamentations 3, verse 25. And it says, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him." Yeah, mind the time, it grows short. If you haven't gotten into your scripture and seek the Lord's face, then I encourage you to do so. All right, well, without further ado, we're going to jump into this topic. In February 2026, the University of York in England published their report on how powerful our plants are at keeping living things healthy. They seemed kind of astonished at the plant compounds that were able to produce not only protection, but also wellness. The report noted that the plants can produce chemicals that protect it from disease and predators. And they also contain alkaloids that help animals and humans defend against disease and encourage a healthy chemical biome. They also reported that our immune system, like plants, can adapt in order to protect itself. Here's a quote from University of York. They say, "Plants make chemical compounds that have become vital to human medicine. Plants reuse biomedical tools to invent new chemistry." So they're inventing their own chemistry. It's cool. So the research for the new drug therapy is on the way using plants. These researchers at the University of York were direct in their intent in using whatever they discovered to also boost also the knowledge among their colleagues to use safe medicinal plants, but also to find ways to make drugs from them. Another quote from the study said, "Plants naturally produce chemicals called alkaloids to protect themselves from threats like insects and disease. People have relied on these same compounds for generations, using them for various medicinal treatments," end of quote. So we should note that before 1940, physicians in the United States were naturopathic in nature, using plants and foods to balance an imbalance to reduce an illness. These physicians were taught to look for the cause of the disease instead of reducing symptoms of disease. But after 1940, the AMA founded medical schools, changed the curriculum for medical physicians, and the natural healing schools were closed down. So the two ideologies of medicine, of drugs and surgery and natural medicine, were opposite of each other and can't work together. So it's kind of like asking darkness and light to coexist. Therefore, everyone should be aware that if allopathic medicine is branching out into your natural medicine market, there's a risk that the natural practitioners and the supplement industry could also be edged out of this market. Yeah, so, you know, allopathic medicine takes over. That's what happened in the UK. Let's look at another quote from the report. "Scientists want to better understand how plants create alkaloids so they can develop medicines faster, at lower cost, and with less harm to the environment." So they like recreating things. Some of you may have noticed that science likes to make improvements on creation, from changing the weather patterns to managing animal species to reinventing the human immune system. So this is science's exploratory method that can have devastating, you know, consequences. And the argument science gives us is that if they weren't allowed to do the experimentation, new discoveries would be lost. Now that there is no longer anything sacred within science, that's what you're seeing. Adaptive effects, well, what God did, he has built into his creation, adaptive effects. Plants, animals, and humans have this mechanism. So what science is finding is plants have this unusual tendency to evolve into protecting itself using chemistry from the soil, including even bacteria. So plants will use microbes and bacteria to build a defensive chemical barrier. The study quoted, "This finding suggests that plants may have adaptive and unusual evolutionary strategies. Instead of relying only on traditional plant chemistry, they appear to reuse molecule tools commonly seen in microbes to build defensive chemicals. The researchers believe that this approach may be more widespread across the plant kingdom than previously thought." Now, this is Dr. Benjamin Lichtman, University of York's Department of Biology, who said plants and bacteria are really different forms of life. And so it really was a surprise to see that this significant plant chemical was being driven from a bacterial-like gene, end of quote. Yes, plants have powerful natural compounds that serve the purpose, and that is to preserve life and in a unique way. However, these new chemical compounds will be exploited by drug chemical production, and in doing so will change the way the compounds are used and what outcomes they produce. Dr. Benjamin Lichtman goes on to say, plant alkaloids often need careful handling. He says alkaloids can be toxic, so when we use them in medicines, they have to be highly controlled and often modified. Well, it's when you isolate them from other nutritional elements is when you make them toxic. If you leave them in their whole food state, they're not toxic. So it often seems to me that science can be kind of blind in their attempts to make the next patented wonder drug. Drugs have side effects, which is a secondary disease. That's what science says it is. So there is really no medical treatments that do not have some level of risk. And this research did get published in the February 2026 Journal of New Phytologist. So science will never outcreate God. So we have thousands of medicinal plants all over the globe. The United States has about 2,000 plants medicinally. Respectfully harnessing the power of these plants is how humanity has survived thousands of years of disease and plagues. So creating vegetable plants to manufacture their own Roundup, which is a carcinogen, is insane. Yet that is what science thinks will feed the hungry populations, producing higher crop yields. And I think that the more that you edit God's creation, the higher the mortality. I always felt natural is better, still feel that way. So you want to seek clean organic plants for your food and your medicinals. And we strive at Apothecary Herbs to select certified till standard herbs for our product line. So these herbs come from a mineral-rich soil that has been allowed to rest for 5 years. And medicinal plants need the minerals if they are going to be full of healthy compounds and alkaloids. So once you have pristine plants to work with, the manufacturing process should also avoid heat and friction to protect the plant's potency and its alkaloids. So that's why we use a natural aging process and cold pressing to avoid those heat and friction methods that will lower your potency. So this will protect your nutrition in your plant, which God put in there to begin with. If you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog to mail you, or you can download it off their website. You just give them a call at 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972. Or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com. They tend to specialize in metabolic support, immune support, and toxin removal formulas there. Also, various herb kits you'll see for pathogens and pandemics and stuff like that. So give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time. Thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.